Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now. If you've seen Lin-Manuel Miranda's musical Hamilton, you might recall Eliza singing those words to Alexander when he returns to their New York home from the front lines of the Revolutionary War. How lucky we are, she says to him, in the middle of a war. How lucky we are, she proclaims, well, when Alexander fears that he is unable to provide for her and their baby. Look around, how lucky we are. That is our psalmist's proclamation today as well. How lucky, how blessed we are to be God's people. Just look around. Our psalmist here is like a cheerleader. He or she encourages the congregation, the assembly, to praise and thank God for who God is and all that God has done. God is the creator, the author of great works, majestic and glorious. Just look around. God is the author of sunrises and sunsets and moonlit starry skies, the author of babbling spring brooks and frozen winter lakes and autumn hillsides of glorious colors, the author of hummingbirds and honeybees and hippos, of lions and tigers and lapcats, and fields of amber grain and forests of tall pines and orchards of shiny red apples. And God is the author of us. Look around. See how lucky we are to be alive right now. And how lucky we are to know God, who is wisdom for living, to know the God whose way prescribes justice for all, a political justice that demands the powerful listen to the powerless, an environmental justice that bids us respect the earth and its resources, an economic justice that plucks our heartstrings until we act to resolve the broken systems that prevent God's people from enjoying the good things in life. The authors of Scripture used the words faithful and righteous to describe this God who was and is and forever will be. The psalmist attests God has carried these people throughout their history right up to this present day. Look around and remember. The psalm comes from what the scholars call the Second Temple period, meaning those years after the exile, when the people returned to Jerusalem from Persia and other regions and rebuilt the city with its walls and gates and magnificent temple. Look around and remember, people of God, what was torn down has been rebuilt, and not just the structures, the people too, returned, restored, rebuilt. Look around and remember, this place became our home after 40 years of wandering in the desert, 40 years without a plot of land to plow and plant, without a barn for the sheep, without a roof overhead. Look around and remember that Exodus followed the centuries of slavery in Egypt. Look around and see and remember the faithfulness of God, our deliverer, and give God thanks and praise. And then, centuries after this psalm was written, the gospel writers would also say, look around. How blessed we are to see and to know God in Jesus. Jesus who calms storms and holds the forces of chaos and evil at bay, whose knowledge surpasses that of the scholars, whose compassion is seen in acts of restorative justice. The wisdom of God, the justice of God that brings people back into community. This is our God. How lucky we are. Look around, lift up your voice, and praise God and give thanks. As you look around at the acts of God, I want you to notice something. When we look around, we cannot help but look at one another. Friends at home, I'm going to ask you to turn on your cameras right now. I know we don't always do this in the middle of worship, but I'm asking you to turn on your cameras because I want you to be able to see the people who are worshiping with you, but I also want them to see you. And friends in the room, I want you to do the same thing. I want you to look around at the people who are here with you today, but also I've asked Sarah to turn the camera around. So if you're in the room, go ahead and look right at that camera, because you know the people who are on that camera at home, and they know you. Look right at them. Look around and remember. Remember how God has been faithful. Remember how God has been faithful to one another here. You know the stories of your church friends, your church family. You know what they have been through. You know the sicknesses and the surgeries because we have prayed them through. You know the losses and the griefs because we have held one another through them. You know the joys too, and the celebrations. You have been part of one another's community for all the years you have been here. Look around and remember how lucky we are to have each other. In the midst of this war on a pandemic, when none of us can know how the future will unfold, take stock in how lucky and how blessed we are to be here now in community with one another. Praise God. Over the last couple of weeks, there's been a good deal of talk, at least in the clergy circles that I inhabit, about community and communal worship during COVID and beyond. And I intend to have some more conversation with the administrative board this afternoon about that subject, but I'm also going to be inviting all of you, looking right at the camera, to share your thoughts as well. I'm going to be sending out a survey in the week ahead about what's working and what we could do better. Worship during COVID, worship when we've been all of us online, worship when some of us are online and some of us are in the room, that is not community in the classic sense we have known it. We're not looking into each other's eyes when we pass the peace. We're not hearing one another's voices when we sing and pray out loud. We're not shaking hands and sharing hugs, not like we used to. But this church has not lost its identity or its sense of community. This body remains a church that welcomes the stranger and seeks the lost and gives generously and loves unconditionally. And over these nearly 2 years of online worship, we've seen folks worshiping with us who live in other states or live at such a distance they could not be here in the room on Sunday morning. We've had people worship with us from hospital beds and from rehab centers. I've seen cameras on in living rooms and kitchen tables and in office spaces when some of you were on call and at the hospital or tied up with family commitments on Sunday mornings. I've also seen people worship during the week because they were at work or otherwise tied up on Sunday mornings, but they could access this recording that we make available. We have made worship accessible for people who cannot leave their homes. We are doing community, even in this hybrid format, even when we are not all in the same place. We are one body because we are all here together. So look around, friends. Look around and see how lucky we are. Praise God for all that God has done to bring us to this day. Trust God to see us through to tomorrow and the next day and the next. Lean on one another in the good times and the bad. And the challenge you're going to see from me later this week is to take time this week not only to look around, but to reach out. To reach out to your friends and your neighbors and your church community and tell them, tell individuals how thankful you are, how blessed you are that we are all in this together. Amen.